Home sales rebounded in August. Consumers continue to be optimistic about the economy. Meanwhile, Wall Street sinks yet again. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 27th day of September. Thanks for being with us, and it's good to be back after a day off yesterday. In other business news, we've got new numbers on the cost of renting. Experts have a prediction about the stock market, and it's rather shocking. Hong Kong businesses push for a complete reopening of the city. It's all about their economy. Florida braces for Hurricane Ian, and we've got an early estimate of damage. The Wall Street Report, yeah, we got that. And so you know, wages are simply not keeping up with costs. You already know that, but this is what's going on. Workers are jumping ship to find better opportunities. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful to be back. We were out, three of the four of us anyway. It was the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and so we took the day off yesterday. Expect the same to happen next week as the holiday of Yom Kippur happens on Wednesday. Anyway, it's great to be with you. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. With everything else going on out there, how about some positive news? What is that? Home sales rebounded in August. In spite of rising interest rates that pushed many buyers out of the market, sales of newly constructed homes jumped 28.8% in August from July and were down just 0.1% from a year ago. All of this, according to a joint report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and the U.S. Census Bureau. This news comes after two consecutive months of declines. Meanwhile, the median price for a new home fell slightly to $436,000. That's down by $3,000 from July. Now, with the 30-year fixed rate approaching 7%, experts expect all of this to be a short-lived event. Well, here's some additional positive news, that it couldn't come at a better time. CNN is reporting that consumer confidence rose for a second straight month in September as moderating gas prices and the hope that inflationary pressures might be easing helped lift the nation's collective mood. The Conference Board reported that its baseline index rose to 108 from a revised 103.6 in August, the highest it's been since last April. The monthly survey found that Americans are feeling less pessimistic in both their assessment of current conditions and their outlook for the future. The present situation index portion of the survey rose from 145.3 to 149.6. The expectations index, which is based on the short-term economic outlook, rose from 75.8 to 80.3. Now, what do all those numbers mean? Well, it's all a positive sign, at least from consumers, that change is in the air. Analysts said much of September's improvement could be attributable to lower gas prices and continued high demand for workers. In addition to all of that, here's some positive news about the rental market. MarketWatch is reporting that for the first time since November of last year, U.S. median monthly rents failed to notch a new record high and even fell a little compared to the previous month. While not a big decrease, rents did drop by $10 to $1,771, according to a report on August rental conditions from Realtor.com. But renters don't go breathing a sigh of relief just yet. While the pace of year-over-year rent increases appears to be slowing, last month marked the first period of single-digit annual rent growth in 13 months, as well as the first slide in median asking rents since last September. However, tenants are still struggling under higher-than-usual housing costs. The median rent growth for a two-bedroom unit over the 50 metropolitan areas examined by Realtor.com slowed to 9.8% year-over-year, but rents still grew three times as fast as before the pandemic. Renters earning a typical household income were putting 26.4% of their money toward housing in August. That's compared with the 25.7% they spent last year. That means they're marching closer to the edge of a common affordability standard. What's that? Spending no more than 30% of one's monthly income on rent. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, the major indexes finished the day mixed, and the Dow and S&P 500 at their lowest levels since November of 2020, and both are on a six-day losing streak. Meanwhile, inflation and rate hike jitters pushed the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury closer to 4%, and that's a level it hasn't traded in more than a dozen years. The 10-year yield stood at about 3.98% today, its highest point since April of 2010. Oil gained a bit on Tuesday, closing at $77.96 a barrel. And those numbers from Wall Street? Well, those are coming at you in just a bit. Well, the question among many Wall Street watchers is, have we hit bottom yet? While nobody really knows, some analysts are predicting that the stock market will advance by 12% in the coming year. Market professionals surveyed by in Bankrate's third quarter Market Maven survey indicate the outlook for stocks should improve over the coming year. The group of experts foresees a 12% increase in the S&P 500 over the next 12 months, the eighth consecutive quarter the survey has predicted positive returns. The experts prefer U.S. stocks, by the way, over international markets, but are split on whether value or growth will perform better. Recently, Hong Kong did away with a mandatory quarantining of visitors. Businesses now are pushing the government to ease other restrictions and to get business back up and running. Almost 3 years of pandemic restrictions have devastated Hong Kong's economy and pushed residents and businesses to move overseas. Underscoring the urgency, a report showed Singapore had overtaken the city to become Asia's top financial center. Travelers to Hong Kong no longer need to undergo hotel quarantine or take a PCR test before departure, said the city's leader. Instead, arrivals will be restricted from going to bars or eating at restaurants for 3 days, while they will need to test daily for 7 days. If they do test positive, they'll need to isolate for at least 7 days. The city's health minister on Sunday said it was way too soon to lift all travel curbs because of the risk of a surge of imported cases that could overwhelm hospitals. Hong Kong is suffering from an exodus of residents, with its population dropping by the most in at least 6 decades in the year through June. It's the latest sign of a brain drain. A survey by the Hong Kong Investment Funds Association showed more than a third of fund management companies moved some or all regional and global roles from the city to other places. As Hurricane Ian approaches the western coast of Florida, there are some shocking estimates of potential damage to existing homes. A report from CoreLogic estimates that well over 1 million single and multifamily homes along the Florida Gulf Coast are vulnerable to damage caused by the hurricane. And that is likely to cost homeowners up to $260 billion in repairs and reconstruction. MarketWatch is reporting the figures are assuming that Hurricane Ian makes landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. Should Hurricane Ian turn into a Category 4 storm, the number of homes at risk are the highest in the Tampa-St. Petersburg-Clearwater area of Florida. It was another down day on Wall Street, but it could have been much worse. The major averages ended the day mixed. The Dow and S&P 500 booked a sixth straight day of declines as bond yields rose and stocks gave up earlier gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by about 125 points, or 0.4%, to end near 29,134, its lowest level closing since November of 2020. The S&P 500 index shed 0.2% to record its longest losing streak since February 28 of last year. The technology-heavy NASDAQ composite, that eked out a gain, 26 points, after flipping between modest gains and losses, and it closed at 10,829. Recent turbulence in stocks has been attributed to fears about the Federal Reserve potentially inducing a hard landing for the U.S. economy as it looks to tame inflation through sharply higher interest rates and tighter monetary policy. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with wages. It's no secret, the majority of Americans say their paycheck isn't keeping up with rampant inflation. This according to a Bank of America survey shared with CNN. The July survey of 401k contributors showed that 71% of people said their wages were not keeping pace with living costs. That's up from 58% of people that were polled back in February. Half of those surveyed said they were making changes to save money. 21% said they were paying bills with emergency savings. 21% had also taken extra jobs, and 20% were looking for better paying roles. And to that point, we have spoken to several workers who are actively seeking higher pay. And these are workers who self-identify as people who have never been job hoppers, but usually stay in a position for years. High inflation continues to put the workforce under pressure despite the flourishing job market providing some insulation against price rises. The findings echoed a survey from Bankrate.com, which showed that 55% of people said their income could not keep pace with household expenses. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day, except yesterday, of course. That would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.